Oh my God, everybody. Welcome to Hackamania. We did it. They said it couldn't be done. They said he's got a hunch. What does he know about live events? He's 600 pounds. He smells. It's going to be a lot of fat idiots there with nothing else to do. Sometimes you're right. Hi, everybody. How we doing? Good? I want to, first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out to the event. This is going to be like just a Hackamania inside. I got a lot of complaining to do. What? I got, thank you for all for coming out and trusting in this, believing in it, not thinking I was a scammer and a grifter, even though the people on the live stream may disagree. We're having a lot of problems in the live stream. Be glad you bought a ticket and things are going smoother in the showroom. To the people watching on the live stream, I could give two shits. Eat my asshole, okay? You're never going to see your money again. Suck my dick. No, I don't know. Email me for a refund. See if I give a shit. You need $20 back, you fucking losers? I dare you to email me and ask for it. Kidding. Please don't. We're very broke. This event's over. The balloon budget alone. Look at these fucking balloons. Give it up for Marty with the balloons. We've got stickers. We've got Jesus candles. We've got t-shirts. We've got super tips. It's all coming together. Only Pat Dixon slept through it all. People were asking last night why I didn't do stand-up. I'm hosting this event. It's not, you know, I'm not here to get accolades and perform. I can't turn it on like that. I'm here to make sure this goes well for the other people. And that's why I brought in some of the country's best comics. Shut up. Ray DeVito. A lot of people said he's not a real guy. It's a cartoon. But we proved it last night. He's a real guy. Standing ovation at Hackamania, the first one we've ever had, the only one, until the end of this show. Can you see the wink from here? Pat Dixon, however, missed three performances last night. Pat Dixon was supposed to host Win Earl Skagel's Money. He was asleep. Pat Dixon was supposed to kick off the comedy show with me playing a song. He was asleep. And Pat Dixon was supposed to perform in said comedy show. He was asleep. Ladies and gentlemen, to answer for his crimes, please welcome to the stage, Pat Dixon. And shout out to Stevie Lou. I got a movie-sized soda here. Where's Pat? Come on. Get up here and explain yourself, motherfucker. Yeah, no shit. I was worried. I'm staying at the Downtown Grand this weekend because I hate my wife. Not yet. And I thought, man, I hope the beds are comfortable. But Pat slept 10 hours yesterday, so how uncomfortable could they be? Can you tell? You were live Thursday night.
Yeah.
Late, probably 2 a.m. your time, 3 a.m., something like that.
Three, yeah, maybe.
And I messaged you. I got a message that Ray's flight had been canceled. We were worried about Ray getting here in the first place.
Yeah.
When everything's going right, Ray's got a 50-50 chance of not fucking it up. And I thought he'd miss it. He got to the airport. He rebooked his flight like a big boy. He really went down there, talked to a ticket agent, rebooked himself on a new flight. You, on the other hand, didn't have a canceled flight, major flight, got to town, 11:30 a.m.
Got here, no problem. Noon. Yep. Like a pro.
Headed to the hotel. Tell me about your day.
Man, it started out, Thursday morning, you know? And after I did my stream, you started, you needed all this shit for me. You know, questions about the keyboard. Yeah. Had to figure that shit out.
Yeah, you like to tinker
had
the
to
ivory.
Check in to the flight. Then I sat next to this Senegalese immigrant, you know, who kept bumping me with his arm. That was no good.
How did you know he's from Senegal?
I just took a guess. Huh? Could have been Ghana.
Okay.
And then I was on the aisle seat. Everybody kept bumping my arm, so I couldn't sleep on the flight. So that's my reason.
You're like, don't worry, I'll sleep during the show.
I've been looking forward to
this
it.
This is what I'm going to give him 30 minutes of this shit. Do you guys think you should get paid?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't look. I've been looking.
He didn't work. Give him money.
What time did I get here today?
Who knows?
Noon. Noon. Yeah.
A lot of good that did. We didn't have a show then. Why don't you come by tonight at 4 a.m. see what's popping?
I can't help it if these people didn't want to see me moving tables and shit.
So what happened, man?
It was real simple, man. It was, you know, a long couple of flights and big fucking deal, I know. But, you know, the stream, that I had to drive to Atlanta just to get on the plane. So there was really no time to sleep. And when I got here, I figured I'd take a nap, normal. I set my phone by my head with an alarm set, and then it fell off onto the floor. Didn't wake me up.
You don't like the nightstand? Most people put the alarm, the phone on the nightstand.
Yeah.
No danger of turning over in your little slumber.
Oh, there's some danger.
Okay.
But I also thought that I might, you know, not wake up if it wouldn't be loud. Like, I knew I was going to go to sleep pretty hard. I did my best to
you
do.
You knew you were going to go to
Look,
sleep
nobody's
hard?
More disappointed than me. These people don't give a shit if they see me do stand-up or not.
I will say this. The joke I couldn't think of last night that you came out with was one of the best jokes of the night. We had a super tip about it earlier. It's that when you came out, you said, I think there, something to the effect, and I'll butcher it because it's your joke, but the reason there's probably not that many Chinese pedophiles is because their candy tastes like shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of that.
It's a great joke. We might pay you for that joke.
No, I really deserve all the shit that I get, you know. It really was bad because, like I said, I've been really keyed up about it, you know. This is going to be the biggest stand-up show in my career.
Promoting it for 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
You got, your biggest fan. Who's the biggest Pat Dixon fan in the room? So I got to give all those people refunds now because they didn't get to see their fucking hero take the stage.
Well, now I do feel bad.
And I'm going to do to you, I didn't think about this, but now that I think about a punishment live, I'm going to do to you, what's the worst thing a stand-up comic would like to do? On a live podcast.
Oh, man. Gee.
Tell us some of your bits.
All right. A man and a woman are in an elevator. Woman says to the man, man says to the woman, hey, they're on an elevator. Man says to the woman, can I smell your pussy? She goes, certainly not. He said, oh, it must be your feet.
We'll be doing that throughout the show. We'll be going to Pat for one of his bits that you missed last night. So you think up some bits for us to go through with you. Does that sound good?
It sounds awful, but yeah, I'm deserving of that. Yeah.
I'd like to bring up another hero of this show real quick. He's got a lot of work to do behind the scenes, but real quick, can we get Moody up here to... Oh, God, we got super tips. Hold on. Moody, take a seat. Take a seat.
Like Daryl. I'm supposed to slide down.
Where the four chairs are.
There you go.
He's got a PhD. He's a fucking idiot. Where do I sit? Where do I sit? On the floor, idiot.
Specificity. I need some specificity from you, Patrick.
Is that some sort of fucking prescription drug?
No.
Ask your doctor about specificity. Anoramalab Alumadobe. They're always called some weird shit. Can you tell people, you're getting a lot of hate on our Discord, I hear. I'm not, you know how I deal with Discord hate? I don't go on the Discord.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what's going on? The sentiment?
Generally, now people, first they were complaining about technical issues on the live streams. So I was bearing the brunt of that because they think I'm the producer of your show. They think you do nothing.
You are.
And I do everything.
Correct.
Yeah. But now they've stopped complaining about the technical issues, and now they complain about the content.
I just heard a technical issue. When you get back to my laptop, turn the audio down.
Yeah?
I heard a ding. I got some mail. It's probably somebody else wanting a refund. Eat my ass! If you ask me for a refund and I go on the stream and saw you watching all the streams after you asked for a refund, you're not getting a refund. You better not watch. If you ask for a refund, don't watch one more. Turn it off! Now, what are we going to do for these people? How are you going to make it right?
With these people? I didn't do anything. It's all your system.
I know,
you
that's,
built
that's
everything.
The complaint.
No.
What would you say you do here?
Well, apparently I'm a lightning rod for, like, all of the stuff that you do.
It has been a dog shit day. For people who are like, oh, they just came here and thought it would just work. It was set up. I tested it all. It all worked. We get here, the sound doesn't work. That was the venue's fault. So kick everybody who works here on the way out, all right? And then we get the sound fixed, and then the internet goes out because Vegas internet sucks. And then we get the internet fixed, and we lose a camera. And then the computer just rebooted itself during the last stream. Can you fix any of this?
I don't know how to explain this, but when you stepped away, everything started working. Like it was as soon as, like, when you were like, I can't take, you handle this, Moody. I literally did nothing. I just sat there, and the red turned green. The link started working. Like, it was magic. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
We did. We were having website problems. He loaded it on his laptop. It worked fucking fine. Yeah. I just threw my MacBook in the trash.
There's maybe, like, I don't know, but maybe there's, like, EMF radiation coming out of your hunch or something. Like,
first of all, do you think I could sell the mobile companies some real estate on my back to put up a tower?
Right.
90 people have come up to me and go, like, you're not that fat. Your hunch isn't that big. It's like, well, when everybody just keeps saying you're 600 pounds and immobile, like, when you just see a tall, fat guy, you're like, here we are. Tall, fat guy. That's all right. Yeah. I mean, and first of all, I've seen some of you. It's dark out there, but I've seen some of you coming in. And I'm not going to point fingers, but please, Ozempic, please. Okay? How many of you have made a trip out to the food trucks? We have, if you don't know, if you go out the front door, go right and right around the building. There's three food trucks. What was it? Where the blue wall is. There's three food trucks out there. We got burgers, tacos, coffee, paninis, salads, whatever that is. Pretty good. Hey, can we get a joke, Pat?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Were you looking up jokes on your fucking phone under the table? He was down there looking up jokes on his phone under the table. Didn't prepare for jokes for Hackamania?
I suck at living, man.
Let's hear it. Let's hear a joke.
All right. You know, I would go on Grindr, you know, but I hear it's for faggots. Applause break.
That should count as two.
I'm going to make him earn every bit of his paycheck here tonight. All right, let's give... What happened? Sean doesn't know how to run Super Tips, so he just flipped through three of them. Who would have guessed that Ray is more responsible than Pat? Will make Ray's court appearance more difficult, but they have... Who would have guessed that Ray is more responsible than Pat? Will make Ray's court appearance more difficult, but they haven't found the victims yet. Oh, because he's the I-80 killer.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's more responsible. I think he just got lucky this time.
Jessica Flatcat, who I thought was coming, and pick up one of her lovely magnets out on the table. My sweet onion, my sweet, sweet onion, you did it. Hi, Kev. From Super Tips? I'm not letting anybody give me money. It doesn't seem fiscally responsible to ban somebody handing you cash. Pat now has a history with events that is not good and no way to complain to his superior Ray DeVito about it. How do you... So many people told you how good Ray did last night. You were sick of hearing about it. You were like, I heard! Ray did great! I heard!
I almost broke his jaw.
You brought it up. Gino... Biscante... Italian. He was supposed to come beat Pat up. I've been getting messages from Gino for months, calling me a fat fuck. Wait till Hackamania. I'm coming to Vegas. I'm going to beat you and Pat up. I'm going to fuck you up. Pages and pages. Paragraphs and paragraphs. Like scroll for a long time. It's just Gino getting drunk telling me he's coming to Hackamania. No one ever believed it because every time Gino looked up plane tickets live on a stream, he shit himself. I mean, there's a song, Gino Ain't Got No Money. But, like, he looked up, like, $400 plane tickets. He was like, fuck. And that doesn't even include the hotel and the resort fee for the newspaper and the pool. You know? Can we hear a joke?
Wow. You know, I used to want to be with three women, right? So I told my wife that. I always wanted a fantasy. You wanted to be with three women. She's like, what makes you think you could satisfy three women? Wait, three women? What am I, fucking steel toe? My bad. Two women. It's been a while. Yeah, that's what happened. I told her I wanted to be with
two women. I'm a remarkably good fuck.
Oh. We do a fun show here, 150 away from the goal. I told her I always wanted to be with two women. She goes, what makes you think you could satisfy two women? And I said, that's not really part of the fantasy. Never occurred to me to satisfy them.
They're just there.
Got it out clean.
Pat, we spent so much time getting you a keyboard with weighted keys on. The weighted keyboard saga was...
Shut up, you Kiwi. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. Well... No. I know. I'm running around
from Guitar Center to Guitar Center for, you know, Captain Tinkle the Ivories over here so he can show up and play something for you people. Meanwhile, he's just sleeping through it all.
He shows up
at midnight like, you get the keyboard?
He 10, sent
10:30.
He sent links to Facebook Marketplace. He wants us to haggle with people. He's like, hey, go out here and get this from an old lady. Like,
yeah. Ooh. I was trying to find you guys a deal.
See, you wonder why people hate Moody. He doesn't even know Pat, and he's just piling on. It's fucking ridiculous. Moody, anything else? I don't want to keep you from the stream. Anything else pressing you want to get out? This is the big event.
It's been good. Like, it's been stressful getting everything together, but it's come together, which is nice.
I couldn't have done it without you guys help, you and Sean.
Yeah.
And everybody else. Rocco, Linda, a tremendous hand.
Yeah,
Vinny.
Rocco, Vinny. Yeah.
Dr. Steve in the back, I see you. Dr. Steve ran and bought a TV from Walmart for us to have for a monitor here yesterday that we will be returning. Don't tell.
Marty,
it's called ONN, but it won't come on. I'd like my money back.
The balloons. Marty with the balloons was...
Marty with the balloons, like, I already mentioned, just tremendous in the back. Give her a round of applause. Yeah. I can't wait to get the invoice for this.
All right, I'm going to go over there and just do free super tips for the rest of the show.
Put the ones up that Sean fucked up when you get down there. April Anderson drugs, April M. Holt cocaine, April LaRue Zumok pills, April Ricada is on Molly and ketamine. Who knew this whole time April was just an hour and a half drive away from the goal? She's just driving over to Kate's, getting drilled every day, watching her husband miss the goal while she's just hitting it and hitting it. Just her head against the fucking wall of his shitty cocaine hovel.
Yeah, she calls it hunting. All right. Go bag a big one.
Let's hear a joke.
You know, I like online stuff, you know, like anybody else. Like, if it wasn't for online porn, I probably wouldn't know how to spell the word amateur.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for premium chairs provided. I have to tell you, each one of you are sitting on a $6 expense rental. I could have got you $1.99 folding chairs for the weekend. I think that would have hurt everybody's ass. Also, I don't know about the weight limit and how much they cost if you break them. Several of you are built like me. That's an insult. A fucking sick burn, as far as I know it. What we're going to do now, we're going to bring up somebody else. We're going to build the ultimate steel toe comment panel. There's someone in the room who has never been on my show. I've looked up to for a long time. Big fan myself, a little starstruck. Also, like, one of the least wispy beards in the room. But this motherfucker hates steel toe. He hates him. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tell 'em Steve Dave's Brian Johnson. You stay. Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Slide down like it's Letterman. Look at this. Fucking good legs, too. Jeez, good beard and good legs.
I knew where to sit, and I'm not even a doctor.
You don't deserve this. Could you tell us how you discovered steel toe?
I discovered steel toe.
It was a night just like tonight.
I believe it was through you.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was your buddy E-Rock.
No, I think that was... E-Rock was on to Steel Toe after you. Like, I had hated Steel Toe for some time, and then E-Rock tried to get him on Compound. And I could probably...
Tried. He did.
He did.
He got him on... Steel Toe on Compound, everybody!
And I asked E-Rock at the time. I was like, E-Rock, why? And he said that it was because at the time, which is not of recent times, but at the time, he had a show that had a form to it. It had like a format, and that was it. That's all he was looking for, because everybody else's shows were just stand-up comics who would come in and shoot the shit.
Right. Ray DeVito like, type shows.
I think it was because E-Rock shares that same love of radio that's with Steel Toe.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I saw E-Rock on a recent appearance on WTP, which is a new show I've never heard of. Not familiar. Small show, I think. And really? Never thought I ever... Do you guys think I hate Carl? What's going on? I'm sucking him off for 3 months trying to clout chase. It's not working out. But I saw E-Rock. He won me over recently. He was on Carl's show, and he was saying, like, I don't know what Aaron's doing. Like, this is fucked up. He's handling this all wrong. He was, like, saying everything we've been saying about Steel Toe the whole time, but he's been, like, one of the biggest Steel Toe proponents.
He was, just because I think he was desperate to find programming for Compound, and he was like, this could fit. He's a radio guy. E-Rock loves radio. E-Rock was basically trying to build a radio station.
He said every time they did a Steel Toe show on Compound, they got a surge of new,
like,
memberships. It's like, what? Prove it. Show me the numbers.
Yeah, he told me even back then, like, anything he suggested to Steel Toe would take and then flip-flop and totally ignore. And he was like, I'm done with them.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying Compound Media is dead or doesn't have any subscribers or anything, but, like, when does anybody here belong to Compound? Subscribe. Raise your hand. Let's just see. Okay, like 10. Okay. Gino Bisconte wants everybody to believe like 30,000 people watch him on Compound, but he goes live on YouTube and 30 people watch. And that's like with Aaron Imholt on. Where are the fans?
Anthony's the only funny one.
All right. I can live with that. But did somebody tell Gino? Like, Gino thinks he's like Anthony's like skin tag. You know what I mean? Like, you just think, like, wherever the boss goes, I go. He's going to move to South Carolina or wherever and just, like, move into Anthony's shed, set up a studio. Kind of like Aaron was going to do over on the Ricketts property. Did you hear about that? Nick Ricketts has another house, and Aaron was supposed to set up a studio in that house. They were going to, like, move onto their land and, like, you know, start some sort of, like, Branch Davidian compound or some shit. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the first cult move. David Koresh, he starts fucking all the cult members' wives. It's like a shit test. It's like a compliance test.
A fucking boss. And
then he's a boss?
The fucking boss.
All right. Okay. Are you on coke?
That guy actually has a good point. I said this to Rocco yesterday. If you heard, like, you know, about somebody who did coke and was swapping wives and living this fucking rock star lifestyle, you would be like, he must be such a fucking cool guy.
Right.
Instead,
right.
You're like, oh my God, he's maybe the biggest douchebag I've ever seen in my life.
It's like everywhere I see him, he's just like flat Stanley. Just like, ugh. And he's the only guy who's like going back. He like, the banner was bad, but now, like, what is he doing? He thinks that looks better. He's like, it's the old school radio look. I'm like, radio doesn't have a look.
It looks like an elementary school play.
Do you know what? Y'all remember your favorite radio show? How it looked? Like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, oh, y'all remember Orson Welles? Remember the look? I fucking... do a joke.
That was back when radio was in black and
white.
Do
a joke, Pat!
Fine. Speaking of Compound, I want to say this. I never use the N-word ever. In fact, I don't even use the I-word. Igernay. It's a better joke than that. I didn't mean to offend any pig Latins.
Brian, you promised you were going to regale us with a bespoke Steel Toe anecdote.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to call it a story, but I would call it an anecdote. And the movie unintentionally made my day when he was on MLC, because it was Chad, Mubi, and Kevin, and they were all... by the way, it's a big deal that I'm up here today, because by performing at Hackamania, I've ensured I'll never be on MLC again.
Really?
Yeah. That's the rule, right?
Everybody said he wouldn't have Ray back on. Ray was back on in a fucking month.
That's true.
Just like I told you all he would be. Kevin doesn't know what he wants. He's like a woman. You can leave.
So Chad, Kevin, and Mubi are all talking about Carl's coverage.
Can I just say I love that everyone just calls him Mubi? Like, I'm surprised the police report wasn't like, and then Mubi came over to the fucking... Like, that would make my life. I think I'd quit podcasting if the police ever called him Mubi. He goes... We're picking up the scrimp. We got the scrimp in cell 4. Rah, Kata and the scrimp.
I would watch that.
Sorry, go ahead.
So anyway, they're talking about Carl's coverage of the whole situation.
Yeah.
And Chad, I was on the episode before WATP, so we had been talking about it, me and Carl. And Chad did his Carl impression, where he was just like, steel toe, whatever. Right, Brian Johnson? And almost under his breath, like hardly even audible, movie goes, Johnson, he's worthless. And I was like, that made my day.
Just that he knows.
Just that, because I'm like, here's a guy whose entire life has just been nuked. And there's a fucking fruit fly still, like, flying around him. And he's like, I can't get this cocksucker.
In some ways, you got to admire the optimism. And he just keeps picking himself back up and stretching towards the goal, you know? Every day. He just went through the biggest shakeup of his life.
Begging piece of shit.
Good point. He's a begging piece of shit.
It reminds me of
ESP. Jesus Christ. I don't know who that is. But everyone's... I know who it is, but I'm not familiar with the... You know, I never went after that guy. MLC has been stream sniping Hackamania terribly. Fuck KB! Fuck Kevin Brennan! Fuck Kevin Brennan! Fuck KB! Okay, fuck KB! You guys overruled me on that one. All right. Pat, where's the aquarium for your hunchback whale?
I'm a fucking
person, man. You think you're just saying it to one guy and having a quick exchange, but 90 people come up and just start rubbing your hump? It's like, you know, get out of here, man. And I know Kevin wanted to touch it. That's why he talks about it so much. Like women's breasts. He's like, you see how big the hump is? I think that's how he got that sore on his lip. He was licking his lips, thinking about my hump. My lovely lady hump. Check it out.
But I mean, you're supposed to rub a hunchback's hump for luck, right? You live in the exact wrong city then, because everyone's looking for good luck.
And it's not working, according to the live stream.
My hunchback brings all the boys to the yard.
Unless they're sleeping through their Hackamania show. Unless they knock their alarm on the ground. Pat texted me last night, I'm coming down to the venue to face whatever music I have to face. like, it's so dramatic of a text, like, I'll be down there to answer for my crimes. I didn't even see the text until 4 hours later and we had already talked. But that's how busy I was. Pat Dixon not showing up doesn't ruin Hackamania. Patrick Melton ruins Hackamania, okay? Thank you! NLO is greater than MLC. I'm not in a contest. He's the one worried about winning. I'm not... You know, if everyone here has fun and is glad they came and we have a good time and it's like a live chat room where you can like, you know, if somebody talks, you notice how nice it is in person? It's none of the like, oh, you're a motherfucker. Flat cat Jessica, I'd rape you behind a dumpster. They say that to her. They say that to her. But you wouldn't say it to her face. Ladies and gentlemen, flat cat Jessica. No, I'm just kidding. Boy, Carl got fat. Vote Carl. Wait, what are we voting on?
I think that was a show.
Oh, it's for
ago.
The creep off. Yeah, it's for the creep. And I still don't understand how the voting works. They don't get the results till the next week. It's like the election.
I think they do it on Patreon, I believe.
Yeah, they got to count out the absentee votes.
You got to pay to vote, like Super Tim. Yeah, I figured it was on a website. How else would they do it? By mail? By a website. You know, it's a website. What I'd like to do now is bring up a very special guest. I don't know if he's ready in the back, but I don't know how we got him here. Is he ready? No. He might not be ready. He might not be ready. I don't think he's back there. We're going to wait. We'll bring him out soon. Rocco?
Hello.
No, he's not. He's out there. He wasn't ready for this, and neither were we, frankly. Tell a joke, Pat.
Fine. You know, I like to date women close to my age. I went out with a young woman. You know what? We were back at my place. She actually wanted me to hit her. She wanted me to hit her. I mean, she didn't say it. She didn't come out and say it. But I could tell she wanted me to.
Women give signals.
By her attitude.
Women send you signals.
That's right. Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah. They test you and send signals like toddlers.
Please turn my MacBook Pro sound down. Jesus Christ.
I'll get it out clean.
I just imagine somebody complaining. Every time it dings, I'm just like, ugh. It's another problem. I shouldn't even be here. I shouldn't even be up here. I don't have a show planned for you people. This is just what I do in the morning anyway. Just wake up. I'm angry about shit. I'm yelling. You've seen an LO. You get it. Does anybody have any questions?
The Hilton is really nice.
The what?
The Hilton
is really nice. LL Cooley, everybody. I heard yesterday we were so busy setting up for Hackamania, I didn't hit the breaking news. Apparently, Aaron has announced that April has drained his bank accounts. I guess you guys didn't hear either. No, seriously, apparently Erin like said it on the show. She's been going on a tear with all the credit cards and the bank accounts. Imagine this bitch right before she signs the papers takes all the cash out of his bank account, all $700.
Another win for Steel Toe.
Another win for the toe.
Now he doesn't have to pay tax on it.
But not only that, she's running through her cocaine-covered credit cards at every fucking dress barn in Minnesota.
Did you like, you eerily predicted so much with Steel Toe, but you never really came out and like really called out April for what she is, which is like a white trash tornado.
Because it kept changing. Like what April is like kept changing. I mean, we went through so many emotions with April. You saw her as this person who ultimately what we think we know, you know, can't prove anything or be sued for saying it. She was cheating on her boyfriend at the factory with Aaron. They used to go out in the car and eat subs and blow the air conditioner if it was hot. Or the heat if it was cold. These are details he gave us. And you know, so you look at her through that light and you're like, okay, she's a cheating, worthless whore. But then he marries her. I believe that was before he met April. And he marries her. And you see her being abused by this man on the show. You see when the chat starts attacking her, he joins in on it. He takes the focus off himself, and he revels in the fact that he's not getting shit for the money. Like Chad on MLC almost, you know what I mean? Like when anyone else is on, it's not the heat's not on Chad. He gets to lay back a little bit. He loved that, and he would take the comments from the chat that were attacking her and read them out loud, whether they were super chats or not, just to put her down and make her feel like shit. So then you start watching that and you go like, all right, well, maybe there's more to this. Maybe April's innocent. Maybe she was brainwashed. You know, we watch movie Brainwashed as fans and stuff. Maybe he's done that to her. But then all this comes out and it's like, she probably was fucking Nick Riccata when she was hunting out on his land before he ever knew about it. Again, that's why he ran his hand up her thigh right in front of him. He forgot. Riccata forgot Movie was there. He just straight up forgot he was there. And Movie was like, and he said that when Riccata started running his hand up her leg, he went over and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like, is that what you did? Just like that? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not for the toe. Like, don't. Like, that's what you did. A guy's feeling up your wife and you're going, hum, oh, booger. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? What would you, if a guy just started feeling up your beautiful young child bride back there?
I'm her dad husband.
You know, no, but in seriousness, you're hanging out with friends, and a dude just starts, like, running his hand up your wife's leg. You go, ooh, hey there.
We'll have none of that.
I mean, Jesus Christ, he, like, went back to Victorian times. Like, you get out a glove and be like, you have besmirched me, sir. So then you start, you know, feeling like she is an actual piece of shit. And then you hear all this stuff. Like, look, anybody can get, like, wrapped up into drug problems. And everybody in this room probably knows somebody who's ruined their life from drugs and stuff. It's common. You know, it's like, it's as prevalent as cancer. But She was running over there to that house. They drove separate cars. She wouldn't leave with him. Like, it's an insane story. And like I said, 53 days from Can April Fly Solo to fucking jail. Less than 2 months. I mean, it's fucking insane. And then the dominoes just keep falling, you know? The information keeps coming out. We're supposed to believe that Moody's this sex guy. Or Mooby. Mooby. I'm a sex guy. I hate to tell you. And then we find out he's just got, you know, zipper pockets full of blue chews and shit. He's just fooling women with his erectile dysfunction.
Well, he said he was talking about, somebody asked him on one of the many, many shows that he did, you know, who have you had sex with in the past, you know, 6 months or whatever? And he said 3 people. So yeah. You'd assume April, Kayla. Who's the other loser
the girl,
bitch?
The new girlfriend that was the between when he left Ashley LaRue, he was fucking this girl. Oh, and then after this girl came April. But as soon as April was gone, he went back to that girl. And she was the one sitting in on his show like a week ago. The corner demon.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Hey, you know, he's a great guy, though. He filled up her snack drawer on Valentine's Day.
I mean, I can't get over the charcuterie fridge by the bed. It's such a specific one, too. Like, can you only put charcuterie in it? No bottles of water? No cross-contamination? If you got some old Wendy's fries or something, you can't? Just just meats and cheeses.
Snack
drawer.
Just a deli.
Just a delicatessen in the bedroom. Sometimes I get famished after lovemaking. I'm out a sex guy. You know how it is. You popped a lot of blue chews. You've been fucking up a good appetite. You've been watching your wife just get railed out by a better man. You want some meats and cheeses. You like a nice board. I get like, who's eating meat and cheese in their bedroom? Besides me. I heard it coming. Shut the fuck up. All right, is Rocco here? Oh, fuck, yeah, we got him. Okay, it's not Rocco, though. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Aaron Imholt.
The children! My God, will someone think about the children? It's ridiculous! I brought enough for everyone. I've done coke 3, maybe 4, oh, 5 times! I'm highly addicted! The children! Why won't anyone feed these children?
Now, Aaron.
Hello, Patrick.
Hi, good to. Thank you for coming on the show. I know you've been making the rounds, so I'm glad you finally worked your way down to Nobody Likes Onions. You know, there's just so much that's happened. I'd like to just know, like, where do you start picking up the pieces and moving on?
My God, Patrick, that is such a wonderful question. I'm such a I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. I was there, Patrick. I could have picked up the pieces. But I did it. I tried. Why didn't anyone help me?
So the question. The question was how do you begin to pick up the pieces? Not did you try?
I don't know, Patrick. I'm only one man, but I possess the power of the toe, so I can do it, Patrick. If those other 3 morons won't help the children, I have to help the children. Why won't someone feed these children?
Well, you fed them. You fed them SpaghettiOs.
Yes, I left cans of SpaghettiOs all around the kitchen floor. But I forgot to open them. I can only do so much. I'm one man. One fabulously talented man.
Do they?
Ah! Yeah! I am a sex god.
Do you have any moves that you do? Do you have like a special move in bed you do for to please the ladies?
Yes, I do, Patrick. Thank you for asking that.
It's called the goal.
It is the goal! We have to hit the goal! That is why they call it the G-spot, Patrick. It is the goal! Hit that goal! PayPal, Trojan, platinum rib condoms!
Blue chews!
Blue chews! Cocaine!
Now, you know, like normal men, like we heard from Nick Riccati, he had a problem getting it getting it up on the cocaine, but not you?
No. I have the most powerful boner in all of Minnesota, Patrick.
Is that what you used to open the cans of spaghetti?
Yes. I penetrated with my steel-toed penis. Feed these kids.
Did you even heat the SpaghettiOs up, or did you just open the can and hand them a spoon in it?
Yes, the E-Rock way of eating SpaghettiOs. Did you know E-Rock does not? He's so excited for SpaghettiOs, especially the ones with the furry little meatballs in it. That B-Rock eats it out of the can. Isn't that disgusting?
Yes.
I wouldn't even do that to the children.
Is it true April's been spending all your money?
Oh, that whore. Oh. Oh.
We're going to have to raise the goal.
She's spending it all on shrimp milkshakes. It's disgusting. She doesn't even share with the kids. If you're going to drink that disgusting thing, April, give something to kids, damn it!
I didn't even know that cocaine dealers take credit cards.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Venmo, PayPal, anyway, Google Pay, Streamlabs.
She buys bricks of coke with gifted memberships.
Yes, expired coupons. I'll try to use them. I will.
I understand you do have a new lady, though. You're an old lady that's a new lady.
Yes, I told you I am a sex god. Did I not?
And any plans in ever marrying her, you know, stepping up?
Oh, God, I think that is without question. I will be married literally within 2 weeks.
I know it's bold, but I do make the prediction. And I took 2-year divorce clock. We didn't even reach 50% and it's over. December 31st, 2025, he will be married again. December 31st, 2025, Aaron M. Holt will 100% be married again.
God
watch.
Damn it.
Watch. He's one of these motherfuckers who needs a lady. Am I right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Why do you need a lady, Aaron?
I need a lady to make me feel more like a man. I need it. I need her to fill me. To fill my asshole with her shrimpy goodness. When will I ever find someone like my sweet April? Oh, she was the one and only whore. She's my one and only whore. Coke whore. Yeah, the power of the toe compels you. The power of the toe compels you.
Now, do you have any plans of? I know you're fucking your old slam piece now.
Of course,
because you just gotta get.
Yes, she needed that steel toe dick again.
Imagine Aaron's dick. Everybody picture it. He's got a happy trail on it, just like his head.
Yes.
Just one little strip. He just got one little strip of pubes.
Just especially the ladies. Picture him hovering over you. Yes. You. Yeah. The sweat dripping off him. Man, spider tendrils.
Take it from a man who's got pendulous breasts. you know, but when I get over top of a woman, it's happened. You know, at least they're like symmetrical and they're going back and forth. It's like one of those Newton's cradles. You know what I mean? It's like this tit hits this tit, knocks it. It never stops. It's mesmerizing. And the women get hypnotized. And before you know it, I'm in. But his breasts are like broken headlights. They're like, they're going like this. You can see him through his shirt. He's got the breast binder to pinch the nipples down. Because he's so perked up from the cocaine and the goal.
Cocaine! Yeah! 8, maybe 9 times I'm highly addicted. I could die tonight.
But my question is, you know, you're with this slam piece of yours now. And this guy said it's a pretty accurate depiction of coke use.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to call it bullshit. Every time I've ever done cocaine, you don't slam your head down into it and waste a bunch.
Yeah!
Every time I've done it, it's been like, I think there's some in the carpet.
Oh, there's some on the table. Ooh, I'm so highly addicted. Oh, God, I've done so much coke in 6 months. No, I haven't. I'm lying. Why did I think I did so much? 3-4 times in 6 months? What the fuck is that?
People do, I think Stevie Lou did coke 3 or 4 times in my room during that show.
Yes, the one show, yes.
It's like Aaron's entire Coke career.
But also, didn't he claim that he took a 5-milligram gummy and he was out for like a week, right? So how is he doing Coke?
For like 3 days, he was like spun from this 5-milligram gummy. He's just like, it was watermelon. It was so sweet. I think it's the sugar more than the weed. I'm doing your impression of Aaron.
I'm basically doing your impression of Aaron.
That's cool.
It's become so circular, we don't even know what he really sounds like anymore. We're just like, I'm a remarkably good broadcaster.
And very, very cool.
Cool. Are you guys having a cool time at Hackamania? Yeah. We have a special request. This must be from Pot Awful or Krautcat. Can Aaron do the Jiminy Glick impression?
Well, I don't really know, Jiminy. I know it doesn't.
It starts really deep, and then it gets a little high.
Oh, yes.
I can't do it either, but Aaron's really good at it. Aaron, if you're watching, we'd love to see the impression. There's never been a better time while your life is in flames to stop and do wacky impressions for no reason other than you're autistic. He really is. You just mention an impression that he does to him, he has to go into it. It's like if you say song lyrics to Chad or Ray, like they'll have to sing the song. Try it later. Walk up to Ray and just say words to like a Frankie Valli song. Wait, he doesn't know that, even though he says he does. Don't get it wrong, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, you keep distracting me with my question, Aaron. This is what you do in interviews, you piece of shit.
Did you see when I was watching my interview with Alex Stein and laughing at every joke I said? Aren't I incredibly funny?
You're great. And you know what I love? You do the same bit on every show for a week and a half with the flour, the powdered donuts. Oh, it's so good.
The kids! The kids!
I should be charged with something. I gotta go down to the police station and see if they can rustle something up for me.
Cuff me! Take me now, copper! Take me! I was in that house too! You just couldn't catch me because of the power of the toe. I have cloaking capabilities. But I was just as guilty as them. Why won't you all say something? Why? Why? Yeah!
My question that you keep distracting me from, you magnificent bitch.
I can't think of an answer.
You're fucking this slam piece, but you keep professing love on every stream for this Lady Rackets. Any plans to go sweep her off her feet at the compound?
Yes. Oh, my sweetheart. Oh, sweet, sweet Kayla. Get out of that house. It makes me so... sad. Oh, no, don't try
to
cry.
Did you cry? Oh, fuck. He almost got it.
I think there was a crying. Did I cry, Patrick? I'm an excellent
crier.
He's
trying to cry on his stream, but he announces it beforehand.
She was
I'm gonna 15 to the goal. With the power of the will the power of the toe save me if we reach the goal? How much Mac salad did Aaron and Kayla eat in bed, or was that a special bond with April? That's a good point. First of all, how many women here would just leave your man if he was just spooning mayo into his mouth? At one, it depends. Is he sharing?
What about the aggressive masturbating I do in the middle of the night, Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff. The sleep jacking.
The coke! I can't come! I can't come because of the coke!
That's a great Ricada impression. Oh, shit. Krautcat, yeah. Another win for the toe. Mm-hmm. He never loses, really. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. Final words, Aaron?
I love you all more than those children.
Or would you... Since you care about the children so much, would you ever consider adopting the children? Would you ever consider bringing them into your home?
No. I only cared about them when I was fucking their mother. Don't you understand? Are you stupid?
Oh, SpaghettiOs. How do you decide, like, when you get to their house, where you're going? The kitchen? The charcuterie fridge? feed the kids, fuck the wife.
Right. I would get there and be like, is April here? Like, is she upstairs? Is she fucking, you know, next to the salami? Do they know not to touch the salami? Do not give that salami to the kids. That is our salami, Kayla. We had a precious moment with that salami. Oh, yes, yes, exactly what you're thinking. Hackamania is dead. Steel toe, another win for the toe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Emhol. Yeah. Pat Dixon, it's about time for a joke. Are you covered? You're covered in fucking flour now? You just sat over there getting...
I've never done cocaine before.
The whole tablecloth is fucking white.
What do you expect when you have the toe on, man? You know he's bringing coke.
It does look like Gold Bond powder. Yeah. Let's hear a joke.
Sure. I really don't want to do anymore, man. I want to stop.
Yeah, you stopped enough yesterday.
This is still my punishment.
Yeah.
I used to have sex with my wife. She would say, don't stop. I didn't like it when she would say that, you know. I mean, it made me feel angry. And so, I mean, like, why not be positive, first of all? But then I get paranoid. Like, how does she know that I was thinking about stopping? There's another version of that that's better, but...
Let's hear the better version. Right. Why'd you lead with the shitty version?
Always lead with the shitty version.
This guy is like a pro comic. He's like, you want to hear the good? You want to hear the good version of the joke I just told you? Yeah, yeah, we do.
I know I'm killing it.
Killing your chances of getting paid. This is my whole goal for this whole. We gave away Earl Skakel's money last night. By the way, fuck Earl Skakel. This motherfucker drove last night. He said it took him 7 hours to drive here from L.A. He could use some of that coke if it took that long. He left this morning. I got this guy a hotel room for 3 nights. He didn't think it was paid for, despite the 90 emails to all the talent about the hotel. This is what I'm dealing with. Just for, if any of you thinks you're going to run an event and start an event, do an event, don't. KB was right. Don't. Next year, we're going to be like, we're going to meet at the poker table. We're going to get some Chinese food. Do whatever you want. There'll be no balloons. All right, we'll do balloons. You're committed, Marty, to balloons. Anonymous, no worries, Brian. Earl Skakel was on MLC today.
All right,
is this true?
There's still hope, then.
Oh, my God. By the way, we've got several people who wanted to vent to KB, like through Hackamania for some reason. I know Jason Bentley called Kevin last night. Is Jason in the room? Can we get Jason Bentley on stage? Would you come on stage, Jason Bentley? I would go to your right. There's a ramp. Go to your right. There's a ramp. Come on, because he's fat.
Bentley, Bentley, Bentley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Bentley. The man who turned on KB. For Ray. I think honestly, KB's not like for me or Ray necessarily. He's just against Chad. Am I correct?
Yes. Correct.
Right up to the mic.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Bentley. Give it up for her. Jason, you had a conversation with Kevin yesterday?
Yeah, small one.
Tell me how it went. What happened? Just all the private details.
Well, there wasn't much to it. I just, you know, his main question was, where was Pat? And I told him none of his business.
None of his
concern.
He's from Georgia. Yeah. Boom it. Yeah.
What do I know about this shit? I just know how to super chat.
I just know how to super chat.
Yeah.
Okay, so he asked where Pat was. You said, yep, none of your business.
Yep, it's under control.
Okay.
That was about it. And I just told him, well, I did say that.
It was something about Ray.
Yeah, I told him. I said, you know, I did say, I miss you, KB. And he said, I miss you too, buddy. But I said, you know, teaming up with assholes like Chad Zumok to go after Ray. And then, of course, they hung up on me when I said that.
So Liam hung up on you.
Liam hung up on me.
Imagine this. Liam now is running the show over there. It's like we got Felicia and Liam. What's happening?
Don't get me wrong,
this ain't much better. But, you know, at least we all get along. Kevin's just out there. You told him he went nuts.
Yeah.
You told him point blank you went nuts.
Yeah.
And what was his response?
Nothing.
All right, well, I can see why you just super chat, Jason. I just want to tell you, I appreciate you. And it's not, I don't think Kevin misses you. I think Kevin misses your money. Yeah. And, I think the minute the money's gone, he turns on everybody. And I think the minute... what do you think it is that makes him see me as an enemy? Or you know, this delusion that he's obsessed with my numbers. Like, I don't know the man's numbers. I don't care about the man's numbers. I was doing that to troll him. Just like I was to Joey C. and Christina C. Who are they here? No, they're fucked. They've never been to Vegas. They're probably so fucked out of their minds. Or they're, like, dead and broke somewhere. No, he said he won $1,000 on a slot machine. Yeah, he's dead. He's dead. I mean, it runs in the family. Shut the fuck up. No, what do you think makes him think everything's a competition? Everything's about winning or doing better than the other person? Why can't we just have fun? I don't know who's winning any of this. It's like, it's the smallest corner of the internet. Yeah. Everyone here is a fucking loser. Like, it really... And by, yes, celebrate it. You know what I mean? Like, you are what you are. We're all, like, less than 1,000 people watching when we stream, and Kevin thinks he's, like, one of the biggest YouTubers. He talks about, like, he puts Joe Rogan down. Like, Joe Rogan doesn't make any super chats. You got him, KB.
Shannon Sharp.
Oh, yeah, he said Shannon. He makes more money than Shannon Sharp because he was watching some ESPN thing and Shannon Sharp didn't get any super chats. Because we all know that's how ESPN funds itself. Like, what?
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Give it up for Sketty Tooth John. Now, Jason, you went to Kevin Brennan's event in AC, which he says isn't an event, which is just a great way to make your shitty event have an excuse. But now you're at Hackamania. You heard all the rumors. You heard everybody's opinion. Aaron Imholt wanted to come. He thought it'd be fun. The next week it was going to be shit. Gino Biscontes talked about coming. He couldn't. Stuttering John was supposed to come fight me. Where are all these people? I'm the tough guy. I never threaten anybody. Everyone wants to fucking kick my ass, and they never show up. They go, he doesn't leave his basement. Fits into the basement. I'm out. Everyone knows where I am. Does anybody here want to fight? Yeah. Fuck, that would have been the ending of the show. I didn't really have a closer planned. Jason Bentley, you've been to this event. You've been to the Atlantic City event. Let's just hear your opinion on how it's going.
I'm having a blast.
He's such a short, sweet man.
I mean, where else can you go? We got cold beer, good people, and good content.
Give it up for Jason Bentley.
What else do you need?
I'll let you go back to your lovely wife. Give it up for the lovely Mrs. Bentley in the back as well. It really is what... You guys can scoot back down. You don't have to run from everything. You know, it really is like... this is going to be so gay. No, it's like a live chat, man. You get to meet all the people you've been fucking talking down to and talking up to and flirting with, and then you meet them in person, and you go like, ugh. Yeah. You don't look anything like your avatar. Look more like that chicken avatar. Now she's going to know who I'm talking about. Everybody's looking around for a blue chick. Anonymous, what up, Melton, you pale ass off-a cracker? What is that?
Off-a cracker.
You pale ass of a cracker motherfucker, you honky hackamania looking good, yo. I love that pity Pat Dixon. He can put his dicks in me anytime.
All of my dicks.
Would any women in here like to fuck Pat Dixon?
Excellent.
Wow. LL Cooley said he was down.
Take it under advisement.
We don't have one woman that'll pity fuck Pat Dixon.
No. Well, how many
Jesus.
Single how many single women are here? Like not with a guy.
Yeah, how many single women are here? None. Zero. One. Get her. Get her. We all take a turn. Shut the doors. Line her up.
Hey, I think you got to close
Zoom
her.
In. Okay, that's a rape joke. So a gang rape joke. No? All right. It can't all be great. Brilliant Orange. Check Brian's beard for an e-screwdriver. What?
I guess I must have been from the creep-off. I don't know what an e-screwdriver
is. What's an e-screwdriver? An elect? Why would it be electric? Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
I think it's from that creep-off story earlier.
Beloved. I was busy yelling at people. Melton and Imhold double wedding at Hackamania 2. It is Vegas. He likes to get married in Vegas. We could go by the... Yeah, we. Who's Elvis? Me? Oh, by Elvis. At the drive-thru. Yeah, he did... They did... him and April got married in Vegas. I forgot
Damn,
about that.
Vegas
and
wedding.
And Vegas is where, he said, if you missed that detail, Vegas is where Aaron told April for the first time in a bathroom of one of the most basic rooms at Caesars. I'm assuming... Aaron told her for the first time he wanted to sleep with somebody else. And she lit up. I've been doing it for months. I've been fucking Rakeda for months. It's fucking great. So I'm really happy that I think we E-Rock is coming around. I might be friends with E-Rock now. I don't know how he feels. He knows who I am. He was talking about
me. Oh, he absolutely does, yeah.
Now, he knows I was making fun of his show at one point.
He knows you were making fun of him, yeah.
Is he mad?
No, I don't think so.
He seems like he has a good... he seems like he has two good things. A good sense of humor and scurvy. Have you seen the dark circles around his eyes? I'm getting worried about... Have you ever... Anybody ever seen... this is a dumb question. Anybody ever watched E-Rock's show? Ha! No. more women want to fuck Pat Dixon. He has these like dark circles. He probably doesn't sleep a lot.
He doesn't sleep like he has a kid, and he's constantly working on compounds. So.
What is with you people and your kids?
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
He's up all night feeding them SpaghettiOs.
Jesus Christ. But he does have, like, dark, sunken eyes. It just looks like he needs some citrus or some sun.
Well, I remember when I did a podcast with him, sometimes, like, teeth would fall out. So
just right live?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I asked you this before. I don't know if it's public, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Why'd you stop doing a show with E-Rock?
We felt that it had run its course. I told KB, this was a lie.
Be honest, two people watched.
Because, oh, well, that too.
Two
yeah.
people watched. Every time I tune in, I'm
Gino
not even
Visconti
joking. Two.
Us.
Two.
Well, were you on, Compound? You could see the count? Or are you talking
about...
No,
I'm talking about E-Rock's channel.
Oh, E-Rock's channel. That's a totally separate show that he does. You think that
man
can only do one
guys,
show?
All these guys. E-Rock, I know from ONA for so many fucking years. And again, he's on Compound. If you listen to ONA, everyone knows E-Rock, right? No one watches him. No one. Gino, on Compound. No. YouTube, no one watches him. No. Where's the... honestly, you would get 100 spillover. No. Just being E-Rock. You're E-Rock. You're right, you wouldn't. I couldn't have put it better myself, man. You want to come up?
I got to say, he's about to celebrate his 10th anniversary at iHeartRadio.
It's insane.
It's an accomplishment.
Look, for a dying... media. Isn't it great that Aaron Imhold's scrambling to get back on radio? He thinks everything's backwards. I'm gonna divide all my assets again, and which I guess you don't have to do in Minnesota. He keeps saying it's gonna be an easy break, but again, when she empties your bank account, how you didn't fucking take the money out of your account while she was in jail? What's gonna happen? She's gonna get a lawyer, a real one. Not to fuck. I mean, of course she emptied the accounts. Of course.
I'm surprised it took her so long.
Right. He's so dumb. He's just to eat. First of all, it's like he's never met a woman before. And no offense to women, you taste great. But it's vindictive, and when it comes to it, man, you go for the jugular, especially if she gets a lawyer. The lawyer will tell her to do that.
It could also have been because he was going on and yapping.
Of course.
And she's like, fuck
him. Of course.
Not only did he leave the money in there, but he told her she was a fucking whore. He told the world all about her sucking that Ricana cock and everything.
She just left the children. She didn't even say goodbye to Aaron's kids. It's fucked up. She just went over to Ricana's one house and never came home. Didn't say goodbye to the children who proposed to her. Will you be our new forever mommy? Ugh. Me? 24-year-old scrimp? Sure.
Forever just got here. That's what it is. Yeah. Goodbye, children.
Crowdcat, the new LaRue. Yes. Crowdcat loves to push the new LaRue. If you don't know, Ashley LaRue is Aaron Imholt's first wife. PAA podcast, Chris Dyer. Shout out to him coming out. Licensed in Clark County to do weddings. Free. Hit me up. If anybody wants to get married here today... Married and divorced? Me and you? Me and you, Michaela?
You get married. You hate me.
I don't hate you. Stop projecting.
Okay, I hate you.
It's my job. She hates me. Is beard hair considered to be dead or alive? Hair doesn't stop growing, right? Don't they say that? Hair and cartilage?
The follicles are alive.
All right, Dr. Steve.
It dies somewhere around right here.
Right, yeah, it starts dying off.
How long have you been growing this?
I started around 2010, somewhere around there.
And you just...
And just let it go.
Comb it and brush
it. I was looking
it
in the mirror one day, and I was like, I wonder what I would look like with a big, bushy beard. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it. And then it got to a point where, like, I think I would look bizarre. Because I have, like, a weak chin. So, like, if I shave it off, like, I look all fucking
I think I'm
going to
shave mine completely and shave my nipples. Just really change it up, you know?
Yeah. I get myself a little body buzz.
Summer vibes.
Hackmania.
Provo PM, $20. Somebody's doing well. Glad this is going well. I don't have anything funny or poignant to say. Well, you're doing great. Thank you for that. I guess we got to wrap up. You know, there's other shows that are going to come. Shut up! You guys want to see my dick? You guys want to see my dick? Let me know if you do, because I haven't seen it in years.
What'd you say? Did you say you expect 4 hours?
Yeah. 4 hours? Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Oh, Melton's leaving early again. Yeah. Overdose only, huh? Aaron Imholt's new show, Overdose Only. Why doesn't he change the name and rebrand? Steel Toe is the softest motherfucker I know. He glows in the dark. He's so white. And I'm pale as fuck. Admiral Orbani? Look at the fucking picture. Look at the picture on this clown. Who? That's Lady Di?
Yeah, Lady Di.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, I need a fucking drink. There's plenty of drinks at the bar. You know what we were going to do? This is why I'm pissed at Earl Skakel. We were going to have Earl Skakel has the biggest dick on the planet. It's known. It's a known fact. Again, I know there are 6 guys in here who think they have big dicks. You would cover up so quickly in a locker room with Earl Skakel. I'm not kidding. It drags on the ground. It has wheels. You ever seen a dog with no back legs? In one of those little contraptions with the wheels? His dick has one of those. It just drags along the ground. It's like a Hot Wheel car taped to the fucking bottom of the head. It's an enormous cock. And I was going to have him... I wanted him to stand behind a curtain... And women in the crowd who are interested in seeing it could just come up and have a peek. And then if you guys wanted, I was going to put a picture of it up on the screen.
I'm glad that's not happening.
I'm just saying, man. When he leaves, he doesn't just take himself. He takes his giant hog. And that was really going to be the centerpiece of my show today, is Earl's dick. But instead... There's an empty hotel room at the Grand. We should all just, like, go tread. It's on my credit card. We shouldn't. It's on April's credit cards. Another win for the... Brian Landon. Have you ever seen footage of April blowing Nick under the desk during his podcast? That, he was jacking off, they said.
Yeah.
It looked more... His shoulder... Huh? Unless he... Oh. See, I don't know the DSP stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It sounds like that one of the first PlayStation portables. That's a PSP. Anonymous, secure your money if your credit cards are found at raid. What does that mean?
I guess if your house gets raided, make sure you...
But can't you... Everybody's bank account, don't they have this now where you like go into the app and like you lock your card? Yeah. Like, what is this idiot doing? Not only is she taking all this money, she's running up his credit cards? Please do that. Please make him have to raise the goal. I want... He said he was going to lower it. It's been 2 months. No, as soon as we... No, oh, we just got a few more... Oh, we just got to get the arrest off the... We got to get April's... This goal's never going down. Do you believe that? Do you believe the goal's going down? Johnny's making more to hobble out with his fucking... I mean, he's just like...
So he can buy more tissues?
They ask him, like, you thought your wife was good on the show? He's like, that's my wife. What am I supposed to say? You think Johnny's good on the show? Oh, come on, man. He's my... Stop putting losers on the show. Stop putting losers on the show. Pat, let's hear a joke.
I spoke to a woman the other night. She didn't really want to talk to me. She said... She said she didn't want to talk to me because I'm not black. That's kind of racist. I said, what, you date black guys? She's like, I only date black guys. That's what she said. So I said, I guess it's true what they say. She's like, what's that? Once you tried black, you don't go back? I'm like, no, that black guys really like fat white chicks.
She said, it's true. How come, all right, how come... White women, skinny white women, don't like fat black chicks or fat black men. You know what I mean? Why doesn't it work the reverse?
I don't know.
Because nobody likes fat people. That's what it comes down to. Again, it's just hard to find your dick. It's in there. I know it's in there somewhere, but you gotta get it excited for it to come out. You gotta like dangle a carrot or something, blow on it.
What do you think? Because you've predicted the 2025 wedding. We're still in 2024.
Yep.
December of 2024, where are we going to see Steel Toe?
He's already back to begging for the goal. He's not going to change his show at all. He's already pissing off all the new fans he's got. He'll immediately, if he doesn't already, he'll immediately have a serious girlfriend. I really believe he's one of those guys that just like, he doesn't have a sense of self unless it's like attached to... somebody who values him. Like, he didn't like April for the person she was. And I said that the minute she's not on the show, they have nothing to talk about. He even admitted it one time. He's like, yeah, it's just like, that's what our thing was, and now what? It's like, I don't know, a relationship? Is there nothing else your relationship was predicated on? And that's the answer. It wasn't. So the minute she wasn't a person who looked up to him when he was on the radio doing well, admiring him and fucking him for his Minnesota clout, if that's a thing. Anybody from Minnesota? Is that a thing? Minnesota clout? Okay, no. But you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he has to have a girlfriend. I don't know if he'll be able to not bring a girlfriend on the show. I feel like it's not just about her. He needs people to see him with her. He needs people to know he's got status and women find him attractive. Because that's his whole value. So I predict maybe not a co-host. But April started just nights in the garage, hanging out. She'll be on some sort of bonus stream. Mark my words, by the end of this year, I think another woman on the toe. Whether not a co-host, but at least popping in, bringing him fresh waters. He's like, April's not here to bring me my water. He's like, oh no.
I think he should adopt Stuttering John's business model, which is like, just let people
make threats and don't show
tear
up.
Tear you down at $2 at a time through yeah. Super chats.
Yeah, he does just sit there and read the $2 ones over and over. Are we caught up, by the way? Well, we got one. Show the hump. All right. I got on camera. I can't stand up because I won't be on camera. Oh my God. You can pet it after the show for $5. A photo of you petting it's $10. And if you want that photo in a keychain, it's $15. It's just like SeaWorld. Real quick, we got Cardiff's Kids. If you haven't seen the art out in the lobby, it's fucking amazing. Thank you to her. so much. She's awesome. Yeah, she's in the back there. She's awesome. Please pick up a piece. She's selling it all. It's all very affordable. It's all Dabbleverse related, NLO related, WATP, Stuttering John. There's Moody's in one, but I think that he's taking that one home. But she's got some more pieces. Oh, she did a Kevin Brennan with a glow-in-the-dark sore on his lip. Glow-in-the-dark pant. It's just great stuff. If you haven't had a chance to go look at it, please look at that. Everyone's selling stuff or giving away stuff. There's plenty of fucking freebies that they don't want to take back home. Consider picking something up and supporting them. Again, the food trucks are outside. The bar's open. Pat Dixon's actually here tonight. We're doing it, I think is what I'm trying to say. We're doing it. Thank you to everybody. Honestly, like, it's been great. It's been so fun. I haven't had a minute to enjoy it, but it's getting more fluid, and I'm enjoying it. If you haven't had time to say hi to me here, I feel like I've ignored so many people. You know, I wanted to suck Carl's dick like 3 times by now, but we haven't even had a conversation yet in private. But we're going to get there. Thank you. In earnest, like, genuinely, thank you all for coming out. Everybody, so much. We couldn't have done it without you. We really couldn't have done it without you. WATP is coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll have a 30-minute break before that happens. We're back on schedule again. Things are going. Wait, another win for the two. And then tonight's Hackamania cap-off show is Tukey and Pat Dixon with a keyboard. There will be music. And the finale these guys have planned for you tonight on the Tukey Pat Dixon show, I can promise you, you don't want to miss. So everyone, thank you so much. Grab a drink, grab some food from the food trucks. Thank you so much, Hackamania. Good night. We did it. Thank you so much.